Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmy head football coach Kyle Wilkinson. And Coach, last night the Broncos traveled to Manson Northwest Webster to take on the Cougars and fall in the contest 42-6. But Coach, let's start with the midweek preparations, as this week was kind of a crazy week. We had kind of fall weather for a while, and then it got to like 93 and 90 or so for a day, and then all of a sudden now it dropped back down to the 50s and stuff for game time. So how did you guys prepare this week in such crazy conditions like that?
You bet. I think it was Tuesday when it was so hot, but you know, we had a shorter practice that day, made sure our kids hydrated, took care of themselves. We unfortunately had some injuries this week that set us back. But other than that, you know, we just went with the weather, and when it cooled down, we had our longer practices, which, you know, on Wednesdays and Thursdays you don't normally do, but that's what we did this week to try and get everything in that we could.
And, Coach, preparing for the Cougars, tell me a little about the game, the contest on Friday.
You know, the game was wet and sloppy. You know, it rained the entire game, which created some bad conditions for us, you know, for both teams. The ball bounced around a lot, and, you know, unfortunately when it bounced around for them, they got on it. And when it bounced around for us, they got on it as well. You know, we had our young sophomore quarterback, you know, threw a couple balls, and they ended up 50-50 balls because they didn't come out of his hand right. And, you know, they had an interception on us as well that kind of took the momentum away from us. You know, we started the game out with a block punt that ended up in a touchdown, and unfortunately that was our only score of the night. You know, with those guys, they threw up several 50-50 balls, took advantage of us having a backup cornerback out there, and you know, our young man played it well, but a couple of times he went up for an interception, and both times it went right over his fingertips and was caught and ran for 60 and 50-yard touchdowns.
Talk about your team a little bit in this contest, and I know, as you've talked about, you know, throughout the year, that your guys, they just keep fighting throughout games and keep going. Is that what you saw again last night?
Yeah, yep. You know, if you take a positive out of last night, we never gave up. You know, I firmly believe that, you know, coming out of that, I think we had the better athletes on the field. Just unfortunately, we didn't put it all together. You know, there's three aspects. You got to block, you got to tackle, and you got to execute. And they did that better than we did last night, and that's why they won. You know, some things just didn't fall our way last night. We'll recoup and recover and figure out something that's going to work for us next week.
And obviously, of course, you guys had to be on the road as well, so a little bit of a long bus trip there to get to Manson.
Right. You know, I think it's a 90-mile drive for us. And like I said, some key injuries factored into last night. You know, we were missing one of our best linemen, missing our you know, one of our best receivers, and missing, you know, our best cornerback out there as well. You know, we had another two-way starter that had an high ankle sprain this week that he was trying to hide from us, but just unfortunately couldn't completely tough it out. He ended up playing one way for us and instead of two, but so he still contributed out there.
And Coach, next week you guys will travel again to Woodward Granger, your final road contest scheduled for the regular season, as you'll finish up with two at home. But you guys head to Woodward Granger next week to play against the Hawks. And a team that looks like they throw the ball and run with the quarterback a little bit, just looking at some of the stats there from Woodward Granger.
You bet. You know, they were a talented team as juniors, and now all of them are seniors this year. You know, they're a senior-led group, quarterback, running back, wide receivers. They got a talented group of kids. You know, looks like they took a loss last night due to South Hamilton, and I'm sure that was a physical game. Woodward's a great team, and they're greatly coached. You know, they're going to come out and spread the ball out and gunsling it a bit, and we got to prepare for that.
Can you, let's say, for instance, you know, this Woodward Granger team that as you mentioned, has been younger and now they've got experience. Can your guys take some from these guys with your guys being so young and say, hey, that, you know, these guys were young a couple of years ago, we could be to this point where they are when we get to the juniors and seniors?
You know, I sure hope so, and that's the message we're going to send as well. You know, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it's a process going from A to Z. There's a lot of points in between, you know, A, B, C, D, and so on. And, you know, I think we're understanding that, and we're just getting better ourselves each and every week and trying to compete in games.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time with us this morning and talk with us. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
That was Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson.